Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Derby are down, Newcastle are safe, and the Football League is racing to its steamy conclusion. Welcome to the Football Ramble. It's Tuesday, 19th of April. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
And I'm Vidushin Hantharaja.
Donaldson there sounding slightly disgusted with yourself.
I've eaten an entire packet of beef jerky that was
you
just
really should not
lying around.
Where did all those come from?
Where did all those come from? I think it's a trap. There was a net above it. I don't think I pinged the trap hard enough.
Yeah.
If you sent them to us for an advert, don't send anymore. They're really horrible.
Are they not nice? I haven't had some.
They're nice. Just beef jerky. What are you expecting from beef jerky?
Not a lot. I mean, I wasn't... Yeah, yeah. My expectations... I suppose mainly I go into life with just like neutral
expectations.
That's categorically not true. You turn your nose down at everything.
Fidushin, Hantharaja, Jesus. Well, will Wayne Rooney turn his nose down up at League One, would you say, after Derby were relegated?
Oh, it was quite sad. After they got that win on Friday against at Pride Park against Fulham, 2-1 win, you thought, you didn't really think it was back on, did you, Pete? You just thought, this is ludicrous. How the hell can someone, a team, be expected to stay in the league after they've deducted that many points?
They lost it and they'll be they may be deducted the same amount of points next season, sadly, because of this financial situation. They lost that a good few weeks ago. I think the loss of players, I mean, Phil Jagielka at 39 to Stoke, it was a real loss for them. It didn't probably seem like it at the time because the youth players were playing so well, but he was really helping out the whole kind of like organisation of that back four. And after they left, they were shipping really, really early goals in matches. And it's sad. It's really sad, but I don't think any Derby County fan could be more proud of the way that their team has operated and their manager operated. And even like in the dying embers of this kind of like impossible mission, like Wayne Rooney was still willing to drop players. The lad who's off to, is it Ebisole? The one who's going to Festi Ebisole, great name. He was off to Udinese. He just wasn't training as well as Wayne Rooney wanted him to, and he still felt that he had the wherewithal to drop him, which I think was really nice because he wanted to send a message to the youth team players that's just not acceptable, training poorly, but possibly could have done with him in the last few matches, to be honest. But look, I think it's been a hell of a journey, hell of a season, and my Derby County mate sort of reminded me that the season that Derby went down with, like, was it 11 points, 12 points, 11 points in the Premier
God.
League? 2007.
Yeah.
That season afterwards, like the ground was like packed out, and I imagine it'll be the same. And it has been this season when they've just had such difficult times. I think it's been a really interesting, but I think they've come through it with great credit.
Ebisole is the guy who had that little, I don't know if you saw the little viral clip of him, like he was a sub and he sprinted down the touchline when they won against Peterborough United. I can't remember if it was at Pride Park or at the Posh. But so maybe he should be putting more of his touchline sprints into his training.
Yeah. And they had some awful refereeing decisions go against them recently as well. I mean, and Wayne Rooney is very...
Oh, is it a conspiracy?
It's a conspiracy against them. The league hates them, doesn't want them in there.
Get Matt Letizia on the case.
You can pay to go to events featuring Matt Letizia's views about the world if you want this. You don't have to discuss it.
Should we give him that? Should
on
we give
our time.
Yeah. if he's changing the world, should we give doing it for free?
Exactly. He could be the... Like, who's that child who does the climate change stuff?
Greta Thunberg.
He could be the Greta Thunberg of going mad.
I thought you were going to be
on
that, guys.
She's got to stay in school, isn't she?
Could she score a free kick?
No, that's true. She couldn't win goal of the season, could she?
Has she ever whacked a ball past Tim Flowers? As he leans back and falls over.
That is the real quiz.
She's trying to save flowers.
That's a Tuesday joke. funnier than we had any right to expect.
And yeah. I'm surprised by it. Yeah.
Whoa.
The what Pete says there about the way Rooney was operating by the end, but like I always think it kind of sums up the fact that I don't know that any other manager could do it, because other managers, when they would have come into that job, well, for a start, they wouldn't have. but also there's a sense that like there are a way things are supposed to run, and this is all a bit of a shambles.
Mm.
And so they give a bit less, whether, you know, willingly or not, they give a bit less. And I think with Wayne Rooney, because it was a job he wanted,
yeah,
and it changed quite quickly, he's just had to treat it like this is all he knows in management.
Mm.
Yeah. Dealing with Derby County, dealing with the travails, dealing with, you know, knowing that you rock up, you know, when you wake up that morning of the game, one of your players might have left.
Yeah.
You know, that was a reality that he had to, I suppose to embrace in a way, because otherwise they were well and truly fucked. And I think if you look at the... you know, the numbers with their points deduction, the only tell is their goal difference, which is about minus 7. And to think, you know, as you said, the fact that they beat Fulham, when they were getting those results at the beginning of the season, obviously it was, you know, incredible because of the spirit of the team.
Mm.
But they had good players, didn't they? They had established players. You know, you mentioned Jackie Elka there, who knew how to win. Mm. And now he's had to basically input that into all these kids, young players. Yeah. And players who never thought they'd play as big a part as they have done this season. And it's remarkable, really. You know, I know there's a lot to be ratified with administration and things like that. I don't know if he's going to be there next season.
He certainly wants to be.
But I thought, you
but
know,
will it be possible? Yeah.
But his interview at the end of the game on the weekend, when he basically called out Mel Morris, was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think,
are you on about the bit where he said, or the bit after the game when he said, hopefully he doesn't have a good night's sleep tonight, and that plays on his mind?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah.
But even
and Wayne can sleep anywhere.
Famously.
But the context of that, of course, as well, is that Mel Morris is a Derby fan, right? So so I suppose he was trying to say, you know, like, hopefully this cuts him deep because he's left his place an absolute shit show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the we're talking about this now. Derby fans will probably, you know, I don't know, if they're listening, they probably like the fact that we're talking now and what we're saying. I would say the opinion in this room isn't necessarily held by everyone else in the Championship.
Agreed, definitely. Yeah, because do you remember when we talked about, well, we've talked about it a lot of times because of the problems they've had with administration, and quite often the responses are that people don't seem to recognise that this is something that could happen to their club too. And there's a lot of, because of course, if they have been overspending and blah, 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 tweaking things so that they've performed better and have beaten certain clubs to certain things in
the
Championship.
That's the story of the Championship though, isn't it? Like,
of course it is. But the point is, it could, you know, we need to deal. This football as a community.
Is it fair to say that this should happen to clubs more, shouldn't it?
I mean,
Derby
fans can obviously be very proud of their team, but I mean they're punished for a reason because their team just pumped too much money. You know, used money incorrectly, so it's effectively cheating. You've been punished for it, so that's what happens, isn't it, really?
Look,
so
you shouldn't be bitter about it. Look forward to the points deductions for the European Super League, which we're still waiting on a year.
But that shows, yeah? So, like, people like, you know, people at the top table get away with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. And here, Derby and all the other teams that they've, well, not inadvertently, but all the other teams they screwed over when they were, I suppose, financially doping, as we can call it, they're just all losers. There were no winners ever in this kind of situation. Mm. It's just that, if you're lucky, as someone who has invested that kind of money and seen a bit of a windfall, you can get out before the ramifications kick in.
Mm.
Jesus.
And if you'd like to buy any Vicious NFTs. But I think
if you'd like to buy my joke about Tim Flowers and Greta Thunberg, give me a call.
.eth. I thought the thing that kind of tied it up in a nice little bow, whether Rooney leaves or stays, his speech outside of Moor Farm with the fans, I thought was really, really lovely, and it was touching that they stuck around. Well, they stuck around. They turned up to see the team return. So it was, I think a lot of the players have put themselves in great stead and given themselves great credit, I think.
Do you know what I still find really hard to get over? Wayne Rooney is a legend of English football, yeah?
Mm.
But because of how he's conducted himself, he himself seems like a bit of a throwback.
Mm.
How do you mean?
Yeah. His heart on his sleeve kind of.
Yeah. He seems like
sincerity. Not dead.
No, but sincerity, but also the fact that he's even there. Some, like, when did Rooney retire? Like, 2 years ago?
He should still be playing.
Yeah. And bear in mind that, like, you know, he played with Cristiano Ronaldo. He's still playing in the Premier League, yeah? He, you know, goals record and this, that and the other.
Under 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
He doesn't need any of this, yeah? Mm.
Yeah.
Like, he could have walked away. He's independently wealthy.
But this is fascinating from the perspective of what we see next from him as a manager, because this job could have been an absolute, like, fucker, couldn't it? You know, you see what's happening at Everton.
Well, it felt like he was hoodwinked into it. Do you remember all the, you know, the 32 red stuff and the fact that he had to wear 32 when he was playing and this, that and the other?
My God. But if you compare it, is this a good comparison? I don't know. You compare it to what's happening for Lamps at Everton and you think, this is the state talking about this now, and of course not just within Derby County fans, particularly, for example, there's a book club coming out quite soon with Owen Eastwood, who's the he's like the guy who helped the England men's team change their culture to be more bonded, to escape from that whole, like, the England shirt doesn't mean anything. And anyway, and he says that it's almost impossible within an organisation to run the place with this, to the standards that someone like Rooney, talking about him as an elite player, to those standards that he would want, it's almost impossible unless you've got a really strong team around you and a really well set up, you know, board, blah, 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 all those things. He used the example of Manchester United. So the fact that Wayne Rooney, as you mentioned, talking about substituting people who aren't performing in training, the fact that he's managed to do that at this club, at this time, I mean, how far can he not go as a manager?
You'd think he'd want some time off. I mean, I would want some time off after dealing with that.
Yeah. No. But you see what I mean? I think I think it could be amazing to see him at a top tier club.
It's not, it's genuinely not something I thought he'd ever get into management.
Yeah.
I thought he was just almost going to go away, enjoy retirement, enjoy it in some people's eyes maybe a bit too much and be done with it.
But how much is that about how he's portrayed or some of the slip ups that he's made?
Well, no, just because I think like, but as someone who it was a, you know, he was a kid when he was playing Premier League football. I just think, go away and fucking enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is how he enjoys himself.
Yeah, yeah, but evidently.
Get yourself a big lolly.
Yeah.
Get yourself a big lolly.
Get your sleeveless shirt on, get a big lolly.
Get a big lolly.
Yeah. Make sure to, the beach.
Make sure to suntan your shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, maybe
shoulders
like,
can be so vulnerable when they've been...
Maybe Rooney are or not. Like, I've got a mate who's from Aberdeen, and like whenever we go, like hot holidays just aren't in, he's just not up for it because it's like, well, I'm just going to burn. It's miserable when I'm outside. Yeah. So maybe just like spending a year on the Costa del Sol, it's kind of, it's not really
I
worth
it. I just don't feel
him.
Like that's for him.
It's for him, but I just think his skin can't handle it. So he's like, well, I'm going to have to go.
Just have a Guinness under an umbrella.
You don't have to be exposed to the sunshine, Pete. You don't have to. I know you're rocking a permatan, but for the rest of us, we try and, you know. Right, for me, we have to stay safe. We have to wear T-shirts in the sea so we don't, you know, burn ourselves to death. So what relegated them was that 88th minute winner from the QPR's Luke Amos and then also Reading's draw.
I hope you're happy, Amos.
He did seem quite happy because he put the ball in the back of the net and it was ruled out for offside earlier on in that game.
That was a nice goal, yeah.
That was a nice goal. So then Tom Lawrence just nonchalantly got a wee second yellow in the 95th minute to top off the... just he's still committed,
he's
guess.
He's a captain.
He's got to get a red.
He did his speech as well. He didn't apologise for it.
It could have been...
Whenever I hear about Tommy Lawrence, I think about that, the Liverpool goalkeeper who was interviewed in the street, remember Tommy Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I don't know about it.
That's right.
Could have been worse in terms of ill discipline. Gillingham and Fleetwood Town drew 0-0 in a League One relegation scrap yesterday, and in the 78th minute, Gillingham's Charlie Kelman and Fleetwood's Paddy Lane both went flying in for a loose ball, smacked into each other, sort of high-low tackle. Both injured themselves and both got sent off.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah.
I don't know the nature. I don't know how bad the injuries are, guys. I should just caveat briefly before
both reds. So
the referee didn't care, did he?
What you think of sympathy? What he should have not given them a red because they were a bit hurt.
Well, no, but we're talking about it now. You weren't going to really laugh at their injuries, were you? Yeah. I mean, it's just a funny thing. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, the Gillingham player rolled about a mile after the tackle, so it's well worth a watch because he really does roll. I don't think he's injured.
If you're a sadist,
if you like roly polies,
yeah. But if you roll a mile,
yeah,
you're probably not injured.
Yeah. If you like the video game Super Monkey Ball, you're probably going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All the fans. We've got actually quite a lot of listeners that are into that, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's your community.
Yeah. There's a room on the Discord.
So Derby have been in administration since September 2021. They go down to League One now. Yet to see what will happen to them. Bad luck, guys. It was also a result of this mad game at the Medeski. Reading 4, Swansea 4. So that point for Reading confirmed that Derby would go down. But Reading were 4-1 down after an hour. Nutters. And Tom McIntyre equaled in the 95th. Minute. Peterborough are, look guys, I don't want to speak too soon, but it seems as though Peterborough and Barnsley are out of here. They are Peterborough above Derby and they did beat bottom of the league Barnsley, but they're 7 points off Reading. And I think it is that if Reading, they'd need to win all three of their remaining games and Reading would need to get no more points for them to.
Right, okay.
I think they've got like the goal difference is like 20 better than Peterborough, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to, I don't know, I'm local, you know? That's my home team.
Support so Northampton Town.
just trying to offer them some sort of shreds of hope. Speaking, did you guys see the ball boy taking matters into his own hands yesterday in Tranmere's 2-0 win against Exeter City?
Little toe rag.
You're not into it? The ball boy started, it was an Exeter player. He sort of started on him. delivered the ball and was just like, yeah, giving him some ag. He had to be pulled away.
Yeah, it's a bit stupid that. It's a very kind of TikTok fame, isn't it?
It's very, like, kids at football, that's what they do nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, just, no.
Oh, I need really your, oh, can I have your shirt?
Can I fight with you?
Yeah. And then, you know, like loads of kids running on and stuff like that. A couple of kids ran on at the FA Cup final when it was finished.
Right.
Okay. Semi-finals by the,
how did they get on the pitch?
Because, you know, at the end when they're like, when they come and usher them out, they obviously think most of the people are walking.
From memory, Wembley's got those big kind of like wire kind of, like four wires.
No, they
on in a hall.
They didn't have the
like a mousetrap.
So I was at the end where the Liverpool fans and Palace fans were, but the Man City fan who ran on didn't seem like they had them.
Okay.
So maybe, but yeah,
Not like Wembley.
No, they won't dare do it twice. Will they? Oh, no.
Can we have the World Cup in 2090, please?
But yeah, so I think that's what that is. Like, it's, you know, it's just a bit of it's a bit, I don't know, it's just a bit meh.
It's just a bit look
it's
at
impure.
Me.
It's not impure, it's a shit.
Oh, it's not impulsive, it's pre-planned, and it's look at me.
Do you think so? Yep. Oh, he's a good actor then, he had me fooled.
Oh, well, yeah, I think it, the wider kind of how young people...
Oh my God.
Young people
younger, like
football,
anybody... Oh, I'm with you guys, younger people. Listeners to The Ramble.
Please, they're not listening to this.
Please continue to listen.
They
are
people
young
in their 40s talking about... Talking about Wayne Rooney to Harvey County.
I don't know, I just think like...
They're running onto football fields.
The ball boy is the servant of the players, and he finally rose
the
up.
The servant of the players.
He's just
unionized
there all
ball
the time.
Boys.
He's just there all the time, having to put the ball into play. Do it quicker. Do it more slowly.
Keep
blah,
it on
blah,
the
blah.
Keep it on the pitch, lads. If
you
want
are
it.
An assistant producer who's worked with Kate Mason, can you let us know if she has referred to you as servants in the past?
I'm saying, rise up, ball boys and assistant producers. That's what I'm saying. That's whose side I'm on.
That's what the Royals used to do when they got kicked out by invading forces, didn't they?
What?
You know, throughout history.
No.
Whenever Royals would be invaded, they would encourage an uprising
from the proletariat.
Towards the new leaders, yeah. That's basically what you're doing. The Mason name has fallen and you want to rise up again.
It's all just mind games. From you, that's all I know. All right, top of the championship. Still, Bournemouth still in the automatic promotion spots with a 3-0 win at Coventry City. 3 shots on target, 3 goals. Decent return. Steve Bruce is doing well, isn't he?
Ha 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 ha! Imagine like a big Alpine horn. Ha ha!
Yeah,
like when a submarine's about to submerge. That noise, yeah.
That's a very good metaphor for it. They lost 4-0 to Nottingham Forest. Ooh, did you see the hit from Jack Colback?
Oh, mate. And he meant it. Let's not even think of, I mean, I don't know where he's got that from. I don't know where he's learned that from, but he definitely meant it. It was Pappy's CCS-esque, I thought. It was a lovely hit. He meant it.
It went thunk as well.
Every goal is a hit and hope. Every goal, you hit it, you hope it goes in, you hope the keeper doesn't
save
it.
There are degrees of it, yeah, yeah.
And that was very much the 99th degree of hit and hope. But
he hit it very well. I don't quite
think we're usually friends. I'm not having this.
No, I don't quite think he meant it. But once he's done it, he is allowed to claim it.
Right.
And he hit it so well. And it was so in that direction. He meant to get it to the back post.
Yeah.
And he got it into the top corner at the back post.
Sincerity's dead.
It's not, no,
it's all just a
sincerity.
Lie. It's all just it's a just, lie.
It's all nice, isn't it?
It's what there's you nothing get, bad. Like, there's nothing.
No, there's nothing bad emanating from thinking Jack Colback meant it. And if he wanted to keep it for his benefit, let him. No one else is being treaded on, or you know, you know, impinged or made inconvenient by the fact that he wants to claim it, or yep. You know, so yep. Let him.
Football wins. Did you see
that? I don't think he did mean it though.
Did you see one of West Brom's players got angry at a refereeing decision, like a yellow or something, and he lashed the ball at the advertising hoardings, except because he's a Steve Bruce player, he hit a fan in the face. A Forest fan in the face. Honestly, that team, it's like, I went to see Morbius, right? And it's like Morbius in reverse. It's like decent players are infected by like this football bat that is Steve Bruce, and they become weak, they become ineffectual, but not scientists. They do not become gifted scientists.
Is that
they
what don't Morbius even have... is? Is that a spoiler?
That's the start of the film.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm doing it in reverse.
Well, to give it some context, yeah, West Brom were sixth when he took over in February. They are now 12th. So he's had
an effect. You can't say he hasn't had an effect. And he can't.
Well, he said he wants, what, six players?
For every point we've lost, I'll have a player.
Every position.
Every position we've lost, sorry. Well, I've got another one now, aren't I?
That must be a motivation. Like, look, if we drop one more place, I'm signing another player. I'm telling you now.
Well, I'm certainly going to ask for one, anyway.
obviously West Brom are the big story from that, but so many other teams have fallen away. You know, Middlesbrough, who were... looked like they'd had a bit of a charge. The team I can't get my head around. Well, QPR as well. QPR have been absolute shambles as well. How Blackburn Rovers are still in it is beyond me. They've only won two games since the start of February. And I've got a mate who's a Blackburn fan, and he said basically what he reckons is it's just the squad profile that's kind of, you know, bearing out here, because they had a young, exciting squad who are... a bit in uncharted territory, really enjoying it. And as soon as it got to the stage where they had to try and grind out games, they just totally lost their nerve. But yeah, there's still 3 points away. It's astonishing, really, yeah.
Yeah, tonight, Fulham can secure their third promotion in 5 years if they beat Preston North End. Also, Wigan could go up from League One. If they win and Milton Keynes lose, MK Dons, the Dons, Big Andy Brassel's Dons, if they lose to Oxford.
Do you think this, I suppose we'll only find out when Fulham come up next year, but it's, so Fulham have had a brilliant season and could win the remaining games and still not come close to what Norwich did in the Championship last season. Norwich, who are comfortably bottom.
It really proves a lot about,
and there's
what
every
you can
chance
achieve.
That Fulham can reprise their role last season and finish comfortably bottom next season. It's very, very strange. Mm.
Jesus Christ, we might talk more about that tomorrow, I reckon. But stick with us. We're going to a break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Well, I'm talking about the sort of luxuriant quality.
Oh, classic. Little nugget for the Brassel fans, of which there are many, and rightly so. Welcome back to the Football Ramble. Sorry, Brassel fans, it's just me, Vish and Pete in your ears today, but he'll be back at some point. We never let him leave us in case he doesn't come back and he goes off to magical European football land and realises he just wants to live in Rome or somewhere. Okay, time for some emails.
Showusfootballramble.com.
Got a message from Lucas Atkins, son of former book club guest Julie Welsh. I'm sat in the pet reception car park at Calais and heard your not remotely serious request for stories of legal issues with footballers. I have something that comes. I have something I shouted yesterday, I think, on the show. I have something that comes close-ish and hopefully should be airwaves friendly. In September 2014, some friends and I travelled down to the South Coast to watch our and Pete's Mighty Mags get trounced by Southampton 4-0. Our purpose was mainly to bring down a lot of sackpardew.com banners and stickers. Remember those?
Yeah,
they were all over the gaff. Fantastic. And try to make him feel unwelcome. as a side note, I since met Pardew in a bar, and I have to concede that he was friendly and bought me a pint, although I was slightly unnerved by the way his skin glowed. I agree. I think it'd be a very good company. Terrible manager. While we were singing various anti-Pardew songs before kickoff, management legend from Cyprus to Scotland, John Carver, came over to let us know.
Why is John Carver my fave?
Did you not fuck him up on the manager?
Fucked him up? What?
Was he not one of the ones you know when you completely collapsed in Marcus's game? Was he not one of them?
Oh, I don't know. I
think that might have been me, to be honest, because I said, I think he's done a bit in Cyprus and
sorry,
then said stalk.
I just wanted to bring you up, you being terrible at the game. Carry on, Pete.
Yeah, anyway. John Carver came over to let us know how he felt. He was unappreciative of our efforts. My friend responded by calmly asking him whether he felt comfortable taking Ashley's money. what a quaint time it was back then. Do you feel comfortable taking your chairman's money? And orders, given his story relationship with Bobby Robson, before adding, for some reason, your face is like a lasagna. To this day, I swear that Tim Krul laughed. Carver kicked the advertising hoarding, invited us to, amongst other things, come along for a chat at the Newcastle training facility at Long Benton. My friend tried to take him on the offer the following Monday, but wasn't allowed past the main gate, reporting that the security guard didn't believe him that Carver had invited him for a chat or fight. Every year on September the 14th, day of the thrashing, I have a celebratory lasagna. So I remember...
there's a lot to unpack here.
I remember that altercation. I remember that being press-worthy, and I remember that being reported that he'd kicked off at away fans at Southampton. I had no idea that someone had called him, said that he had a face like a lasagna.
I didn't think that would tip him over the edge, to be honest.
Yeah. No, maybe he knows that he does have a lasagna face.
But if you know. And then who cares? I've got big hands, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So lasagna face, though, is it because of the wrinkles? So wouldn't it be the layers? So it's like the side profile of the lasagna.
Constantly oozing bechamel, just constantly.
Sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious. Would you lick John Carver's face? Email in. Shirtfootballramble.com.
I'm tasting the bechamel, I would.
Yeah.
How little bechamel...
Fish actually already has.
How little bechamel would he have on his face before you stop licking it? You know what I mean? Like, a teaspoonful on the forehead.
If you think about, like, when you make bechamel and you've got, you know, the wooden spoon that you're...
You've already lost me.
Yeah, me too, actually.
What?
When you make bechamel, this guy's such a domestic goddess, isn't he? He's got a garden.
But, you know, like, also, you know, when your parents made something and you'd lick the spoon, you'd just keep going when the flavour was kind of gone, wouldn't you?
Yeah, okay, right.
Just to make sure you got all the last...
So I'd probably keep licking his face.
Out the crevices in the
teaspoon of bechamel on his forehead, two licks, three licks.
Depends
two licks would be enough, I think.
Depends on how big your tongue is. I don't know. Show us your tongue.
Three.
Show us your tongue. Yeah, okay. I reckon he's a two-licker.
He's a two-licker. Yeah. All right, we've sorted it out.
Did I get to hold his head? Like Bartez.
This is turning into something too much.
Like the Blarney Stone. Lucas, an excellent email.
Thank you, Lucas. Yeah,
we're
Lucas,
getting so much content out of the family.
Lucas came in. He came in to watch the recording. He was absolutely lovely. So lovely. I'm glad to hear he's still listening.
So, but Julie's
frightening him off.
Julie's a Spurs fan.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm quite pissed off. I'm not sure I knew this. Yeah. What? Write in again.
Soccer connection.
Show at footballramble.com or tweet us at footballramble. And don't forget, guys, tomorrow is Pep Talk, so it's your last chance. Well, not really. The next a million hours. What's happening here? Oh, we're playing a game. That's exciting.
It is an exciting game. Let's play a bit of this.
I prefer to kill him.
Oh, it's time for Portmantonio Conte. Two footballers mashed together. I gave the same description of the game on Pete's game like a couple of weeks ago. Right, it's time for this. You guys ready?
Did you just get trigger happy, or has this always been the plan?
This has always been the plan. Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's always been in there.
I didn't warm up. We didn't warm up.
It's in the running order.
Are we as a team again? We always get this
wrong. I can't
wrong.
Remember.
No, you're not a team.
Sorry. Yeah,
or not.
You're fighting
a team.
To the death.
Unless you can do it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right. I was born on April Fool's Day in the year 2000, and in 2020 I made the move from Liverpool to Sheffield United, where I've only scored 3 goals, and I'm the manager of Anguilla, and to have 10 Premier League goals and 3 World Cup appearances for Trinidad and Tobago.
You've totally fucked me up there, because I thought the first two were two different people.
You've got to read the thing out
first
again.
First one.
April Fool's Day, born Liverpool, Sheffield United, only scored 3 goals. I'm the manager of Anguilla, and I have 10 Premier League goals, 3 World Cup appearances for Trinidad and Tobago.
And that's the end.
Anymore, honestly.
Fucking hell.
Someone young who played for Liverpool and not that young actually anymore. How old are we? 22.
The answer is...
Thank you.
Rhian Brewster-John. It's nice. It's nice and I like it. Right.
I love this game. That is awful.
It's perfect. That one was from Alex. Thank you, Alex.
We should have been able to get... You could have just had the... Anyway, never mind.
And from Stephen, we've got this one. Right. Mm-hmm. I was an iconic player for Barcelona, but I'm best known as a massively influential manager and one of the game's great philosophers. Also, bit of a maniac. I was an iconic player for Barcelona, but I'm best known as a massively influential manager and one of the game's great philosophers. Also, a total maniac.
There's both. Is Pep Guardiola what?
Iconic player for Barcelona, best known as a massively influential manager.
Pep Guardiola Xavi or something. What
great
are you trying
philosophers.
To do?
And the second one is iconic player for Barcelona, best known as a massively influential manager and one of the game's great philosophers. Also,
I don't know the rules anymore.
A total maniac.
Xavi, Pep.
Pep Guardiola and Cruyff. Cruyff. Pep Guardiola and Cruyff. And I can't say Cruyff properly. Because I was so concentrated on getting the Guardiola and transition that I forgot how to say Cruyff.
You were so preoccupied with trying to say the different names that don't go together.
Two absolute stone cold Portmantonio Conte. Thank you very much.
I prefer to kill him.
You've
those people.
Nailed that.
Yeah, Stephen, Alex, wonderful.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
Keep them coming in. We're going to reflect on Newcastle.
I think we need a moment to dwell on that.
Yeah, I think we
really do. Christ. Oh, yeah, go on.
Mm. Oh, let's relax and relax. Newcastle. They are safe. They've been safe basically since your big lads. Your big lads gave some cash to fix them. But, you know, let's. Is it a good news story? Yeah. Pete, are you happy that your Newcastle are going to stay in the Premier League? Oh, I haven't sounded very enthusiastic, have I? They've got 37 points. They only had 5 when Eddie Howe arrived in November, which has also coincided with some other stuff changing. But still, he's done a good job.
Yeah, he has. I think it's mainly been down to the manager. I genuinely do believe that Eddie Howe, if he'd start the season as Newcastle manager, with the players that he had, I think he, and maybe with a bit more luck with Callum Wilson, I think we would have been safe anyway, to be quite frank. I think he just knows how to get the best out of players. And they look safe. It's not mathematically outside the realms of possibility they could go down. But I think we all know that's not going to happen because everyone else is kind of sinking like a stone. I think it's probably worth mentioning that yesterday, Newcastle United did finally, after a long protracted court case, paid damages to several former youth team players who were abused by George Ormond, who worked at St. Joseph's Park in the 90s. It's been a long caucus, and they've finally been forced to put their hand in the pocket. So I think it was a harrowing story, and I just hope the families and the lads in question find peace after, you know, a horrific man was on the loose. But yeah, I mean, look, Newcastle are safe. I think the hope is back there, and I think if you've got anything about you, if you've got any love for the game, listen to Andy Brassel and Emil Frankie's At the Match. I love At the Match so much because it sort of drifts into your consciousness because of the soundscape that the guys put together. It sort of drifts into your consciousness, and Andy Brassel's got such a lovely, relaxed kind of grown-up way about him, and then it just drifts away again. I think it's a lovely list. It's one of my favourite things that Stack does. And I thought it was a really, really fun little listen, and just hearing Andy Brassel willing Alistair Maximan to do something. But like listening to it, I was like, oh God, I wish I could go back in time and go out in Newcastle on a Friday night when they win. My God, the good times are back, man. And it's hard to, we can talk about the ownership and we talk about this and that.
It's hard not to be sucked up by it.
It's hard not to see a City back on the front foot again after 10 years of absolute fucking dross, to be honest. So it's a difficult story, but it's one that I'm just glad that the town are having a nice time.
my brother was up there on the weekend.
The atmosphere for that stoppage time goal was ridiculous. He's got
I think it's his first.
Is it him that's got your vibe attracts your tribe tattooed on him?
It's good, isn't it? It's good stuff.
Does that take away from the goal?
Your vibe.
This house runs on Prosecco and good times.
Yeah.
That's his other one as well.
It's always 5 p.m. somewhere.
Today's soup, vodka.
I have that written on my hand just to show a waiter. No, this is the soup of the day. I spoke to my brother about his. I think he's still up in Newcastle. Actually, genuinely,
I think he's on a bus stop roof. Not come down yet.
But he was like, he kind of in line with Pete. Like he, whenever we talk about it, he's quite uncomfortable because he's like, yeah, okay, we'll talk about that stuff first. As I suppose,
it's like paying your dues almost.
No, I think it's more to a fact that you kind of need to know where that enjoyment comes from in some way, don't you?
Yeah.
Like he was saying, like the atmosphere was absolutely incredible, and the interesting thing I got from, I suppose, watching Newcastle's games during this run is that when a club are in that kind of stasis, the players are never as bad as they seem, but also the heroes aren't as heroic as they seem. Mm. And I think Alan Saint-Maximin has typified that to a point because, you know,
he's not as good anymore now he's got a team.
No, but I think he's probably still as good because I think, like, you know, he's clearly a wonderful player. But as soon as there's a bit of cohesion, there's less of him needing to be a Roy the Rovers type and more just being a functional cog. Mm. And I think that is a sign of progress for that team.
Yes.
Because, you know, even the Bruno Guimaraes thing, like, you know, my brother kept texting me when he was hammered, being like, oh, you got the wrong Bruno. Our Bruno's going to fight your Bruno.
I love the two Brazilians. I think it's a smashing thing. I don't know why the Brazilian squad aren't looking at Joe Linton, to be quite frank.
there was a Brazil shirt in Newcastle. I sent it to Pete. My brother sent me a photo with Joe Linton. Someone had Joe Linton on the back of a Brazil shirt. And it felt right.
It just felt right.
It just felt right, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
They break up teams. They break, and they had to really defend against Leicester at the weekend. And
yeah.
And they got one on the counter. But yeah, they're quite hard to play against because they break up the play a lot. And that's down to Bruno and that's down to Joe Linton.
The interesting thing will be next season.
Yeah. Like, what's that club going
to
look like?
He looks proud. It's quite nice to watch. You looked proud then when you were talking about
it. I'm looking forward to watching them play football.
Wow.
I've inquired for a Norwich ticket this week. That's how far I'll go. I'll go to Norwich.
Do you think they were inspired by Chris Wood's programme notes?
Oh, yeah.
They talk of cloning. They talk of reharvesting organs. So there must be a way of doing it. But I think that'll be a long way into the future. Definitely past our time. Over 100 years.
I wondered what he was talking about at the beginning there, because I thought, that question hold on, someone's doing a bit of research on their... Oh, no, he's watched something else completely, yeah.
I think he. I think the question was, what's your favourite goal? Chris.
Do you think he's... Do you think he... I know, like, we've joked about it before, but obviously they signed him to take him off Burnley.
Mm.
Probably won't be as close to the first team as he is next season if they get their way in the transfer market. Do you think he's just trying to, right, this is my platform, I've got to use it. Just say mad shit. I'm just going to talk about what I'm interested in.
Play my way into the affections of the Geordie fans.
Yeah, what are you like? Oh, I'm kooky.
What's manager with the clothing? Like, what's his face? He's got a box of frogs with us. Do you remember that non-league guy?
Is that Billy Ricky Town?
Something like that. Yeah.
Annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Affected. I would say.
He'll do an Instagram live in a bit, Chris Wood.
You don't feel like he's got the personality for it, looking at him, and then he talks like that. So, you know.
Well, he might. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Subscription only.
Are they still doing InfoWars?
Tonight, Manchester United against Liverpool. Some really sad news came out yesterday that Cristiano Ronaldo's newborn son passed away. So sending our huge sympathies to him and his wife. What a sad state of affairs. So don't know whether he'll be playing in that one later. Bruno Fernandes is available despite crashing his car yesterday. Harry Maguire said that stopping Liverpool's quadruple bid is not their motivation. How do you think Roy Keane feels about that?
I think he would totally agree because it's quite a small fry, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get in the way of you winning
because they got nothing else.
Four trophies. Well, exactly, yeah. So I suppose you wouldn't want to admit that in public. Obviously, you wouldn't want Liverpool, you know, as a Manchester United player, you wouldn't want Liverpool to go out and be as successful as they are. But you'd probably do that because you'd want to win one of those four trophies, wouldn't you? So
yeah, although, I don't know. Is that how it works? I think sometimes it is nice to just watch your nearest rival not get stuff.
But only if you're that little bit closer to them. I think the gap between United and
you're speaking
and
as a Manchester United fan who's always had, like, you know, things to win. Whereas I think probably for the rest of us, it's more often the case that...
Are you saying you'd rather be
from Tottenham?
Arsenal?
It's a trophy, isn't it?
No. But that's what I'm saying. Would you, in the situation that you're going to come across in the next week or so?
Yeah.
Would you rather beat Arsenal to stop them getting to the top four or to cement your place in the top four? Surely cementing the place
at
the top four would
sure.
be nicer.
Of course, but if that's all that's left to you, you might as well.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, but that's...
Probably, I get what you're saying, you know. Yeah. Fred, Rafa Varane, Scott McTominay, Luke Shaw and Edinson Cavani all missed the 3-2 win against Norwich. Ranit says they're probably not going to feature at Anfield. So you're all fucked.
They're going to batter them. Liverpool are going to batter United.
But it doesn't always happen like that, does it? Do you know what
no,
mean?
But
I think
like,
in this case, always, it does happen.
It'll be a one-all draw.
No,
title race over.
Liverpool desperately need a win. I think it's got the potential.
Could it get
to be
silly?
A statement victory for Liverpool, especially off the back of what they did at the weekend.
I agree with Vish.
Vish, you make me want to watch the telly, mate.
Inquiring about Norwich, watching the telly. What's happened to you?
Rumours going around that Erik ten Hag will be confirmed imminently as the boss of Manchester United. Steve McClaren's still in there. Still in there, Vish. That's inspiring, isn't it? That's more inspiring than Chris Wood's matchday programme notes. Still in talks to be his assistants. Guys, there is more football content to come for Stack today. You can catch a brand new episode of our women's football show Up Front on Football Ramble Presents. You need to subscribe to that separately from the main Football Ramble feed. Flo, Rachel and Chloe will look back over the FA Cup semi-finals from the weekend. It's another Chelsea versus Manchester City final. They'll also talk about Kenny Shields's... him. Catch that on the Football Ramble Presents feed later. Time to go and eat some more beef jerky. Pete, will you be eating the rest of it or have you been...
I'm going to make a effigy of myself with beef jerky. There's literally about 15 packets out there.
Okay.
A big meaty version of me and I'm going to just lie down and devour myself, baby.
How many licks would you give that fish?
Jerky, it's quite sustainable, isn't it?
Yes.
It's quite robust.
Yeah.
I was actually planning on getting the jerky together, putting it all together... like in a little
big ball,
and then rehydrating it and see if you can get like a sirloin.
That's a YouTube, isn't it? That's a TikTok.
Yeah.
Follow our TikTok.
Yeah. We have TikTok, don't we?
Yeah.
Make a little cricket ball for it, bounce it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Give you a googly in the Donaldson mouth.
We're going to do it all. We're going to do all of that. We need to go. Thanks for listening to today's Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.